You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WAUK Daily News Roundup for the Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM in Waukesha.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Milwaukee parks are earning national recognition. In the annual park score list, they've moved up three spots to 18th in the country for best parks. The report says the city stands out for easy access, with nearly every resident within a 10-minute walk of a park. A group called the Trust for Public Land put together the study. They say Milwaukee should do more to ensure park space is equitably distributed. Before a Milwaukee County jury was selected in the trial of Maxwell Anderson, prosecutors added another charge. A jury was seated late yesterday for the trial of Anderson, who's accused of killing and dismembering Sade Robinson last April. Prosecutors added a charge of hiding a corpse before jury selection began. The method of Robinson's death has not been released. The trial is expected to last 2 weeks, with 12 jurors and three alternates. They'll be hearing testimony from a pool of up to 250 witnesses. A Wisconsin senator might be a big reason for the big, beautiful bill being blocked. Senator Ron Johnson predicts he and his Senate allies can halt President Trump's signature budget bill, demanding more aggressive action on spending cuts and deficit reduction. On CNN this week, Johnson said that we're mortgaging our children's future. He also said it's immoral and it has to stop. Johnson criticized the bill for increasing the deficit. Wisconsin lawmakers are considering a package of bills meant to protect pollinators. Savannah Tolme Olson has more.
They would require state agencies give preference to native plants, add more regulations for pesticides and insecticides, and establish a Protect Pollinators license plate program. The bills would also designate June Pollinator Awareness Month and make the rusty-patched bumblebee the state native insect.
And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
A Brewers win over Boston. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers and Red Sox wrapping up their series today in Milwaukee. Last night, Christian Yelich hit a walk-off grand slam in the 10th to lead the Brewers to a 5-1 win over Boston. The inning before, Yelich scored the tying run from third. Manager Pat Murphy.
We've all seen that. I've been here with Yelich as long as I have. We've all seen that base hit out of him, that double, and then his base running to get you to third. That's why he's a great player.
NFL, the Packers OTAs continuing today without Packers defensive back Jair Alexander. A report says the Packers will take him back if he takes a pay cut. Jair's agent says he wants to stay in Green Bay, but not with a restructured deal. In golf, the U.S. Women's Open tees off tomorrow in Wisconsin. Nellie Korda on what it's like to compete at Erin Hills.
It tests every part of your game. It's very demanding. Even if you think you've hit it good, you just exhale when you see it stop.
That's golfer Nellie Korda with sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. The Memorial Day weekend's top two films, Lilo and Stitch and Mission Impossible, combined at the box office to pull in about 250 million big ones and about 540 million globally, smashing records. The total box office take from all the releases over the weekend came in at 341 million domestically. Take that, COVID pandemic. The Hall smacked down the previous record from Memorial Day, which was set in 2013 with a $314 million take, powered by films like Fast and the Furious 6, Hangover 3, and Star Trek Into Darkness. Lilo and Stitch topped the Memorial Day weekend with a record-setting four-day take of $183 million. Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning, came in second with $77.5 million. Rounding out the top five were Final Destination Bloodlines, Sinners, and Thunderbolts. Overall, the box office is 30% ahead of where it was at this point last year, and the studios have a $4.2 billion prediction for the summer box office alone. Good signs. On the heels of Lilo and Stitch's incredible showing at the box office, it's time for a tip of the cap to Disney CEO Bob Iger, who returned to run the studio in 2022 in the middle of the pandemic. Variety reports that prior to his arrival, the studio was putting out too many films, quantity over quality. Some of the studio hits since Iger's arrival include Inside Out 2, Mufasa the Lion King, Moana 2, and Deadpool and Wolverine. The four films were some of the biggest hits last year. On the way from the House of Mouse this summer are Avatar 3 and Zootopia 2. The Last of Us Season 2 is in the books. Last Sunday's episode pulled in 3.7 million viewers, a 30% drop from the season's premiere. Despite despite the 30% drop from the season premiere to the finale, the show is still outperforming season one when it comes to overall numbers. HBO has already given the go-ahead for season three. There is no release date, but production is scheduled to start in June. Billie Eilish had an outstanding Memorial Day weekend. She took home an award for every category she was nominated in at the American Music Awards Sunday night, thanks to her album, Hit Me Hard and Soft. Eilish was nominated 7 times, including for Artist of the Year, Album of the Year, Favorite Touring Artist, Favorite Female Pop Artist, and Favorite Pop Album. She also won for Song of the Year and Favorite Pop Song. Beyoncé brought home 2 awards for Favorite Female Country Artist, and her somehow controversial album, Cowboy Carter, notched her a Favorite Country Album trophy. Post Malone also now has his first country music award after winning Favorite Male Country Artist. Eminem took home 2 awards for Favorite Male Hip Hop Artist and Favorite Hip Hop Album for The Death of Slim Shady. Gracie Abrams won Best New Artist, and Lady Gaga and Bruno Mars won Best Video Collaboration. Mars also won Favorite Pop Musical Artist of the Year. I was shout out again. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We have some rain on the way today, a quarter inch or even a little more possible by the time everything winds down late this afternoon into this evening. Today, mostly cloudy, upper 50s for a high with cooler mid-50s by the lake. Tonight, we'll drop to 49. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of 63. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
That's your WAUK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at waukradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.